Hello, and welcome to our In the Spotlight series, where we take a closer look at student research and community conservation. I am Amy Heim, a research assistant with the CCRN, and today I have the pleasure of introducing you to Cheryl Chan, who recently received her master's degree from the University of Waterloo in the School of Environment, Resources, and Sustainability. Cheryl initially became interested in coastal marine systems and small-scale fisheries through recreational scuba diving. During her initial experiences in the water, she witnessed the challenges that both coral reefs and small-scale fishing communities are facing. Cheryl became interested in the relationships between humans and natural systems and began exploring graduate opportunities to pursue research in this field. Her thesis, titled Ecosystem Services and Social Well-being Linkages: The Impact of a Marine Protected Area in Bluefields, Jamaica, was supervised by CCRN member Derek Armitage. Her work examined how a marine protected area influenced the ecosystem services and social well-being of a small-scale fishing community in Jamaica. Thank you for sharing your research with us today, Cheryl.
Thank you for providing me with this great opportunity.
So tell us, Cheryl, what excites you about the work that you did for your thesis?
On a number of levels, this research and the idea of research was completely new to me. So that was both exciting and intimidating. And I was excited by the opportunity that I was given to work with communities and small fishing communities, and just to see a lot of their challenges through my own eyes and on the ground. Through my master's, I was able to see a lot of the barriers that prevent the translation of research into practice, and I found that this is a passion of mine, and it's something exciting that I've discovered.
Did you run into any difficulties during your studies? And if so, how did you address them?
I think that being a graduate student is hard for a number of reasons, and I mentioned earlier that I've never really done a research project before, let alone on this scale. And it was kind of hard to figure out where to start and whether or not you're on the right track. And often people speak about, imposter syndrome, which I think a lot of graduate students feel, where you really kind of don't believe that you know your subject matter, even though you might. And this was a challenge that I definitely faced. And then also there was the aspect of the research itself, which was challenging because I was kind of an outsider in the community. And in a lot of ways, perhaps maybe the community felt that I was not as invested in the outcome as they are, because they, it's their lived experience and it's their life. And I'm just kind of an observer. So that was a difficult challenge to get through in terms of not only just working with the community, but then also grappling with what my role could be and actually affecting a positive change.
How did the research that you did affect the community that you worked with?
I think that ultimately I did end up going back when I had finished some preliminary analysis. I received some funding from the University of Waterloo to return to the community to share my results and just to make sure that what I thought that I had found was actually how community members felt. And I think that by going back, it kind of reinforced the fact that I do care about the outcome of the research. And I think a lot of the community members appreciated that I returned, because sometimes people go in and do the research and they don't necessarily have the means to get back to the community. And I felt that I was very fortunate that I was provided with this opportunity. And also, the next step of my research would be to provide a brief summary for Jamaica's Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. And I would hope that the summary would kind of inform the governance of protected areas in Jamaica in the future, because they are planning to increase the network of protected areas in the region.
Oh, wonderful. Are those the next steps then that you'll be working on for addressing the topics in your thesis?
Yeah, so I just graduated in June. I finished my thesis and defended my thesis in June, so I'm hoping to finish the summary, and then also I'm hoping to publish from this research. And from a broader perspective, I would love to become involved in projects that maybe at the civil society level or at the government level or with NGOs that kind of do work in this field, just to learn more about it and to see and experience some of the stories from other communities, because I think that, every community, while they may share certain commonalities, are they're all unique, and it'd be a really interesting to kind of see the experiences and stories of other communities.
Oh, that's wonderful. Just one more question. How do you feel that the research that you did in Jamaica was able to contribute to your field?
I think that obviously my research, as I mentioned, all communities are so unique and all case studies are so unique, but it does offer some new insights into the governance of coastal marine systems, particularly in the context of protected areas and small-scale fisheries. So there's already obviously a huge body of literature that exists in these contexts, and CCRN does a lot of work in this as well. But I hope that my research will provide support for the idea that we must consider social and cultural dimensions in conservation initiatives.
Thank you, Cheryl, for taking the time to speak with us today. I'm really excited to hear about the further work that you're going to be doing.
Thank you for having me.
If you're interested in learning more about Cheryl's research in community conservation, I highly recommend watching her videos and reading her publications, which can be found on our website.